It's the 24th Annual National Conference of the Canadian Council for Public-Private Partnerships, with many of those attending likely to have ridden the new train line between Pearson Airport and Union Station, a train line built as a public-private partnership. Or they may have come to Billy Bishop Airport in the Toronto Islands and entered downtown through another P3 tunnel. Former Canadian Council in Buffalo, Mark Romoff, is now president and CEO of that P3 Council. Romoff says infrastructures around the world need $57 trillion in work.
And frankly, that number is probably understated. So it isn't an anomaly that the United States would also find themselves with a huge infrastructure gap that they need to address. And the reality is that given the fiscal situation that all countries are experiencing, they need to look at innovative, more modern approaches to that, and public-private partnerships is just one of those.
Each country does it a little differently, with the Trump plan apparently calling for tax credits to help projects, with Romoff saying Canada does not allow those tax credits. He says these projects are growing in size and detail as the two sides learn how to legally plan and structure them. Always in the mix is the risk on the private side. If it can't bring a project in on schedule and on budget, that private side has to come up with the difference. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.